All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for showing up. Today is Thursday, August 14th. This is the HIV Community Planning Council's membership committee meeting. We will go through introductions. I am one of the co-chairs for the committee. Zachary, go ahead.
Zachary Davenport, council co-chair.
Ed.
Ed Chitty, council member.
Welcome. And Manuel.
Hi, everyone. Manuel, council member.
Sorry, Manuel. Thank you. JP.
JP Soto, council member.
Right. And staff.
Kara, council staff.
Kat, council staff.
All right. Okay, so let's start our meeting. We are going to approve our agenda for today. It's a very short meeting today, so we'll be done in about 10 minutes, I think. Anything to add there or change? None? Nothing? All right, we'll go ahead and approve it then. Well, I promise, JP. All right, let's go ahead and look at the minutes from last month. Check that out and see if there are any changes to that, the amendments. I do see one thing. I know that Elaine Flores came in a little later that meeting, but then at the very bottom, when you tally up the votes, it still reflects that she was absent.
That's because she was absent for when those votes took place.
All right. Fair enough. All right. That makes sense. All right. Any changes, guys, there? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and approve. All right. So going on to announcements. Anyone with announcements? No? Okay. Public comment? One event? This is a good time. All right. Do we normally have staff announcements?
No, we don't typically have staff announcements during the committees, but if we ever need to make an announcement, we always jump in during this announcement part.
All right. So then we'll go ahead with the attendance report. Kira?
All right. So under attendance report, we only have two items to know. The first one, well, they're both under this one, which is the notice of attendance that was sent after last month's meeting. The first one was sent to council member TJ Lee Miyake. And then the second notice of attendance was sent to council member Reyna Hernandez. As Reyna's LOA did end in July, I did want to highlight the fact that she did kind of begin, we talked about this a little bit last month, how she's kind of on the path to automatic removal. And so at the end of this month, that would make her eligible for automatic removal. So at next month's meeting, we will be, if nothing has changed, we will be seeing that on the agenda. But that is all I have for attendance report. Any questions about that?
No prospective applicants?
No, none right now.
Okay. Let the record show that Erwin has joined us.
Welcome, Erwin.
Okay, we'll move on to demographic update.
All right, so I'll go ahead and take that as well. I'll go ahead and start with the EBI report. So the only big difference here was that we are now back to 29 council members. We were previously at 30 council members, but unfortunately with Gwen's passing, of course, that brought us back down. However, I feel like 29, 30 is still a good number. A majority of that, I do want to point out, that is made up with by providers versus consumers of services. So we are definitely always, if any folks know of other consumers of services that would be interested in joining the council, we always encourage that. Currently, we are still under in Black/African-American. Surprisingly, we're also under in male, and that's just because we reflect the EMA population totals. And then we are down in youth as well. So those are kind of our two of our big population, target populations, which is youth and Black/African-American. Any questions about that?
Kira, what's the next needs assessment or COLA that's scheduled?
So the next the needs assessment that's currently taking place right now is for people living with HIV that are over 65 years old.
They're not the demographic we need right now, right?
That's not necessarily the target population we're that we really need, but we still do need folks that are over 65. If you see at the bottom under age, is 65 plus is highlighted red because we are under in that demographic as well.
Give me 10 years.
And we are currently discussing in the Community Engagement Committee our COLA target population, and it's sounding like it is immigrants living with HIV.
Okay. Well, maybe you could put a little blurb out for that group if they're interested.
Yeah.
I know for we don't offer bilingual or anything, so that might be difficult to achieve.
But coming up for next year, we always try to bring that our target populations for both our needs assessment and COLA to this committee just to see if maybe there's some kind of work that we can do where we would have one of these committee members in this specific committee come with us to a focus group if that is within the target population that we're trying to recruit from.
Okay.
Any other questions about this?
Kira, do we have any information on other councils that may have greater success at attracting youth?
And no.
Do we have a way of...
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Oh, and I was going to say, do we have a way of contacting other councils? Because if just like so many people use our data because we're so good at what we do and collecting it, it would be nice when we find ourselves in a quandary with the same target populations year after year. There has to be some group out there, some council across the country that may be having greater success. And maybe there's some things that are right in front of our faces that we're not tapping into.
Yeah. So we actually, from the conversations that we've had with Mark regarding other councils' work, it sounds like they are having similar issues. And, some councils from other jurisdictions vary greatly. So some councils are a lot smaller than ours. Some councils have many more membership numbers. But it seems that all of the councils really struggle to recruit youth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of just an all-around issue. But we are constantly try to, especially in this committee, figure out ways to do that. I think it is a little hard when you think about a 24-year-old who would want to come and spend their time. Because, again, we don't have any kind of incentive for our membership.
Yeah.
So, when you think about that and, what 24-year-old really wants to come and spend their free time, being part of the bureaucratic process, it's a little tough to target.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have to work.
Yeah. There's, whether that's classes or work, I'm sure this is very low on their priority.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Really quick, I just wanted to... just to add to that, we've been struggling on the state level to get folks to, it doesn't matter how much outreach we've made is we've not gotten progress. But the reoccurring thing that does come up, and I think it's more of a trend of what is usually supplied to youth to attend and participate in planning bodies like this, is they usually have incentives, or they usually have gift cards that are given to them, for their participation, which unfortunately, we give, educational components, camaraderie, and a meal once a month, right? But that's just kind of the story across the state that I've understood. But my question around membership recruitment is, are we still connected with the Chile mentorship program? And are we still front and center with talking to folks about recruitment as people term out and new folks come into that program?
That is a good question. Let me start sharing this really quick. As far as I was aware,
I was an early part of some of the earlier cohorts a long time ago, and it really seems like a good place to recruit folks that are getting interested in and are getting mentored into our kind of work.
From what I know, the program, I believe, stopped. Kat, do you recall? Because I know Althea was head of that program.
That's what I was aware of too.
Right?
It might be continuing. I'm not sure either.
Thought I saw something recently. I could be totally wrong though, because that happens sometimes.
But as far as I know, we don't hold the contract for that anymore. So I need to ask Mark about that. That's actually a really good question.
Okay.
Let me write myself a reminder. Because we did used to get some interest from the Chile cohort.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Thanks, JP, for that.
He let minutes reflect that Robert Arnold has joined us. We want to thank you, Robert, for showing up, but I think we're going to finish this meeting already.
I'm so sorry.
Per town hall's request, we're going to make sure it's meeting on record.
Sorry about that.
Okay, was there anything anyone wanted to discuss about recruitment or membership? Okay, well, if not, then
real quick, I'm sorry, Kira, I kind of missed towards the end of your thing. What age demographic are we looking for specifically again?
Youth. So that's, I'm going to have to pull this up. 18 to 24 year olds.
Okay, 18 to 24. And consumer or no?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a consumer, because overall that would help our demographics, whether they're part of the provider network or a consumer. But we are always targeting consumers of services.
Okay. I'll start seeing what I can do. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
All right. Any further discussion? Okay, then I will convene a meeting or adjourn the meeting. Our next one should be Thursday, September 11th via Zoom, unless otherwise notified. If I doubt we have a interview for a while. So, yeah.
Now that you mentioned that, Ron, I do want to remind folks, and this can go under the announcements section, sorry, that next month we are doing our prioritization allocation. So that is going to go on every committee's agenda. So that would be an important meeting to be at.
Okay, but we don't have, you could do that via Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the schedule going to change for our regular meeting on the 22nd? Is it going to be longer? Or?
No, it should be it shouldn't be any longer. I believe it's still the same time. Okay. And I believe at this month's meeting, Mark will pass out those allocation sheets where everyone kind of fills that out.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. All right, everybody. Have a good afternoon. Thank you for showing up.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Kat, can you stay on for a minute?